Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. Oh, and how fitting. Today we celebrate National Take a Cruise Day. A little yacht rock action with Christopher Cross.
How does the wind ride?
Go wherever it takes you,
like
brother.
Like a tiger, buddy.
Let it flow.
It would be cool if when you farted, it projected you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Kind of like being in a draft. Just,
what if I'm sleeping?
Oh, I'll throw you off the bed.
Shh. Oh, bad news. We can't drink with Mr. McDonald. He's sober. Good for him. Bad for us.
Right, good, yeah. Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, taking on Boss Gags on a Bad Choice Friday. Mike, you need to pick up some Boss Gags vinyl. You will love it.
I've heard that
there's
before.
There's four or five other tunes on there you would like. Breakdown, Dead Ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, those.
I mean, I'm a fan of this. This I remember this ringing in the car. It always puts a smile on my face whenever I hear it. Yeah. I do got to grab some Boss Gags.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day, or should I say after. All right, do I have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A few from our question, no names. What's the dumbest thing that you've seen someone do at work? A gentleman, about 20 years ago, while working as an office manager at some office in Anaheim, I would get one of my sales staff asking me when a package would arrive if sent overnight. The answer, of course, was invariably the next business day. But he would keep asking, day after day, for months, sometimes more than once per day. I'm not sure if he was trolling just by sounding stupid, or if he was legitimately that dumb, but I have to assume it was just plain stupidity. That from Dennis. Guys, I have a lot of stories, most of which I can't tell because the people are likely listening, but one of them is pretty safe. My ex used to work in a major bank chain with a very stupid boss. So the ex comes home very late one day and clearly is pissed. So I asked her what happened. She told me that while she was working with customers, all the computers stopped working. No banking could be done, and any transactions in progress were immediately stopped. All the tellers ran to their boss's office to try to figure out what was going on. Her boss said, "I don't know what happened. I was cleaning some files off of our system to save some space, and when I deleted the Spanish file, everything stopped working." So my ex asked, "Spanish file?" She replied, "Dos, like the number two."
Oh, my God.
In Spanish. Or DOS, standing for Disk Operating System, and the backbone of Windows. She had taken down the entire network. For 3 days, all transactions done at the branch had to be done on paper, and they had to call in a special IT group to come in and fix it. Her boss was trying hard for a promotion. She did not get it.
No.
That from Terry.
Damn.
Gentlemen, being in restaurants for over two decades, I've seen a lot of interesting decisions being made. The honor of dumbest probably goes to the line cook, who stuck his arm in the fryer up to his elbow. That was a weird one.
Mm.
Stay beautiful, guys. That from the lovely Stephanie.
Like, I wouldn't say this was dumb, but when I worked at that liquor store in College Park one Saturday evening, me and the guy are both standing there bitching about how bad Maryland football is.
Yeah.
But, like, you could walk behind, you could open, you know, someplace you can open the freezer door and go in and get a case of beer.
Sure.
So these two big dudes are in there, and I'm kind of like, eh. And he's just going on and on. Finally, the one guy goes, "You guys watch the game today?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Our defense has got to be the worst defense in the country. They can't stop effing nobody." Guy's like, I know, I'm the middle linebacker.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
How awkward is that?
It's terribly awkward.
Plus, especially when you're the middle linebacker, probably a decent-sized human being.
That's what I'm saying. Bad football or not, that's a D1 middle linebacker. That is me or two large men. And then I felt bad as the linebacker was like, no, we suck.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, come on, buddy. That's for us to say. Hold your head up.
Boobie just used to work for FedEx out of the airport. I was on the tarmac going to a plane to offload when I looked at my coworker on a huge offload lift goof off and run right into one of the planes. Somehow he didn't get fired. Like, what the hell? That from E. Larry, the tech Viking. Moving on to the birthdays. Pachola's Julian here. I finally reached the big 3-0, and the best gift that I could think of would be if you gentlemen could grace the airwaves with It's Time to Take Off the Leash, a beaver fart, an andro penis, and the chick yelling yes. Much thanks from a man whose peak is now officially behind him. P.S. guys, where does andro penis come from? Personally, I think it's the best soundbite, and the world needs to hear more of it.
Andro penis.
Andro penis.
It's time to take off the leash.
Device you could wear to stretch out your penis and award for 3 months.
Yes.
Andro penis.
We actually had a computer-generated voice.
Yeah.
That anything you would type in, it would just basically say whatever you typed in. So when Ted was doing the andro penis, I believe we typed that in because it was another.
We went to Taz, I think. Taz was like, I've got it, man.
Andro penis.
There was another thing we did that had the same exact thing. It was like the men's room. Oh, for a while there, either the website or the podcast were transcribing.
Oh, that's right.
What was being said.
The website would transcribe everything.
Yeah, but like anything else, it was never
accurate.
Yeah, right. It was just like when you're watching a television and they put the words up there.
But they're giving you different words than what they're saying.
And we're reading them in a bar and you're like, I think that's not right, but whatever. It was like that all the time. Pachola's, let's see here. What else do we need? Gentlemen, love the show. You guys are awesome. Could you please wish my future son-in-law, Brandon, a happy 31st? Great guy, awesome dad to my granddaughter, Ellie. So can Miles give him an inspirational thought about being a dad, followed by some skinless bangers, and the captain talking about what he can do with skinless bangers, and the 6'8" man on his birthday? Brandon says he can take whatever's thrown at him, so please let him have it. Skinless bangers forever. You guys are awesome. I genuinely thank you for all you do every day to make so many people's lives a little bit brighter. Thank you for the nice words there, Jerry. Let's see here. All right. Inspirational quotes about being a dad. All right. Jerry, here's a funny one to try sometime. Dad walks onto a plane with 3 kids. The flight attendant asks, hey, are these your kids? Man says, no. I work for Trojan Condoms. And these are returns.
Oh, damn. Skinless bangers.
There we go.
Mom! Mom! I need some skinless bangers. I can't have those other ones, Mom. It's got skin on them. Skinless bangers is all my little boy can eat.
Well, ahoy there. You know, back in the day, the Keebler Elves were struggling to raise capital for their then-fledgling companies. Back then, I don't know if you knew this, the banks wouldn't work with elves, Miles. They absolutely would not, to the civil rights movement. So they started their own burlesque all-male dance review, and I only bring this up because they named their dance review The Skinless Bangers. And they drove the ladies crazy. Little Debbie, the Land of Lakes lady, even the Morton Salts girl. But Miss Piggy, she used to come to the shows, damn near all of them. And let's just say that Miss Piggy's behavior led to one of Keebler's more popular products, Vienna Fingers. So if you're wondering what you can do with a 6'8" man tonight, Vienna Fingers. Crunch berries.
Guys, moved to Houston, Texas, and I still listen to y'all through the Odyssey app. Please wish my best friend Josh a very happy 32nd birthday with a fish sandwich montage, a what the heck is that, bro, and the Dirty Germans talking about how much butt he's going to be picking up in his brand new Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. That from Mike.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon. buy you a fish sandwich.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, you got yourself this new Dodge Charger. I will tell you what the Dodge Charger will do with you and the ladies. It's called Z3Ts. You will pick up Tanya, Tammy, and Tina's all the time.
Yeah. It's the funny thing about having a Dodge Charger is that it will allow you to pick up these women, and then you'll turn into the Dodge Rammer.
Yeah.
His defense, though, Houston's a massive car city.
Yes.
And it, well, that'll help.
You got to drive everywhere. Everywhere.
But I'm saying, like, the car culture, too.
Yeah.
Just unreal.
Let's see. Bitches Day is 51. Can the captain send me birthday wishes on this fine take a cruise day? It's also doggy date night. So maybe Coach Ted could make clear of the rules for me. Peace out, guys. That from E.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Of course, the captain takes take a cruise day very personally because the old SS Guppy is up to be rented. But there's a reason why they say we sail on the Lake of Milk. I'll let you do the math, Playboy. Crunch Berries.
Ah, one of Coach's favorite subjects. Doggy date night. Rules? Pretty simple. Don't look her in the eye and hold on as long as you can, my man. It's always tough on doggy date night.
Jesus.
Nice. Lord knows Coach has lost a lot of games in the first 2 minutes on doggy date night.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails. What not to do at a restaurant from Ted's Meat and Potatoes yesterday, guys. I was working at a fancy Italian restaurant downtown.
Fancy.
Oh. A few years back.
Hey,
and,
fancy place.
And during my lunch shift one day, a friend of the owner's sat in my section. What would you say is the fancy Italian restaurant downtown? If you were to pick and think what this could be.
There's a lot of them.
I'm going to go Pink Door.
That an Italian place?
Well, it is also, it's a pretty famous adult film.
Yeah.
But yes, it is.
I've never eaten there.
I do not know they even serve food.
I'm trying to think of the most famous
across
Italian
the street
place.
At Kell's getting hammered.
Yeah. I just
I've been to Kell's.
Yeah. Bucco de Beppo is fine with me.
No, the thing is, there's a lot of nice Italian restaurants, but like Pink Door is famous.
Right, it's
but
famous.
Even in my building, was it La Vita Bella? Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Yep.
There was another place in
Machiavelli
closer
up here?
To
what's that? Machiavelli near on Capitol Hill near Little Woody's. That's a great spot.
And Thrill, you're right. The one in Belltown, and there's one on Capitol Hill too. Because their sardine spaghetti or pasta is unreal.
Ooh,
that anchovy pasta.
Good. Ooh, I like that. That sounds really
all
good.
Right.
So a friend of the owner sat in my section. He weighed about 350 pounds. At one point, he got up from the table to come rudely comment on my top, saying the health department would not approve of the cap sleeves. What are cap sleeves?
I don't know. I read that email. I'll be honest with you.
Cat sleeve. Cap. C-A-P, like a ball cap.
Oh, her lion-ass sleeves.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jesus. But then he literally took an insulin shot right there at the table. Absolutely disgusting. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Mari. What else do we got here? Let's take a look here.
Oh, really?
Right, what's wrong with that?
The health department really would not have a problem with that.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
No, that's just somebody who's just kind of hating on the poor girl. Also, I don't know. If you got to take an insulin shot, I don't know a ton about diabetes. Maybe pasta's not the right call. Right? Isn't it? Aren't you supposed to cut down?
Like,
said,
what, like 350 pounds? Yeah. Like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah. Guys, where I'm from. I feel like if I said what city I'm from, it would be a dead giveaway because it is a very unique city.
And also, that's exactly what we're trying to figure out.
Right. You have all mentioned how unique certain things are here. So my clue will be that I am positive Miles, Thrill, and Ted have all been here. I'm not sure if you've ever seen our
Tina.
NFL team play, but you have seen one of your teams play a big game in our stadium.
New Orleans.
Thrill has a few stories about living here for a short time, and he hates the roaches. Thanks, guys. That's from Kevin.
First of all, they're not roaches. They are palmetto bugs. And palmetto bugs, they're not even bugs. They are monsters.
And have you ever seen a more New Orleans last name than that, Ted?
Let me see.
Honestly, Miles, I emailed him back and said, I know it's New Orleans, but your last name gives it away.
I mean, my
His last
God.
Name ends in a U and an X.
Right.
Yeah. E-A-U-X. Yeah, that is as New Orleans as it gets,
man. Kind of rocked my brain if I've ever seen the Saints play.
I did see the I saw the Saints play at the Superdome, and it's
when I would go out of town to see a Ravens game. So they're playing the Ravens. And they were the nicest people.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're getting into when you walk into the quote-unquote enemy stadium. Sure. They were, such Southern hospitality.
Oh, is this the first time here?
Oh, they're great. No, they're awesome.
I'll tell you what, you know what.
I'll tell you what, New Orleans.
This is the food you want.
New Orleans messed me up on the guy from the Los Angeles Chargers. New Orleans Saints used to have a quarterback named Bobby Hebert.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Spelled Herbert, right? Basically.
So we struggle with Herbert. So, I always say Hebert.
Yeah. Every time. So as soon as I, not knowing who that guy was when he started playing quarterback, I assumed that he was an Hebert. I assumed he was one of those kids.
I still struggle with him. I know his damn name, but
Herbert
I still say
Hebert. Herbert just sounds so weird. Even if I was a Herbert, I'd be like, it's Hebert. It's Hebert.
I only know it as I watch too much college football.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here? Hola, happy 10th anniversary of the chicken fried steak burger. 10 years ago today, I came into the old studio and got to hang out and cook for you guys while tripping the breakers with the fryers. Still listening every day. Can't thank you guys enough for the years of laughter and entertainment. A time I unexpectedly cost my parents money was getting my first knife set for cooking. My dad insisted on paying for the set as a gift for getting my cooking career started. Since I went with Global Knives, the kit ended up costing him about $600 total between the four knives, the kit, and some smaller tools.
Global's no joke, man.
I'll keep on rocking, gentlemen, and I hope to have another 10 years of laughs with you guys. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
The sun is shining. In a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and shaves and sits until he is very smooth and slick. Now on Rosé, he sips and sings show tune hits.
Three times fast.
The sun is shining in a shallow pool. Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
One.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves, shaves and sits until he's smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
Two.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and saves and sits until he's very smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
Ah, you got it. Big win. Excellent. Last time, Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
And we put in some extra work last night. I wonder if we can put that in our time cards.
Oh, you didn't put yours in?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, I put that in every time.
You do that every week?
Every single week, Miles.
I'll be darned. Okay. We got to get on that.
I am known for being a responsible employee. That's just part of the proof.
I've still got a couple modules to do back there, but either way, I'm trying my best. But I thought it was more important to do some Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, though, doesn't matter, Ted, because we came in and there's a listener-submitted email.
Those things remind me of a film I saw once. Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Damn, man, they're coming in every day.
It's insane. Oh, this one comes from a listener of ours named Sick Boy Dan.
Sick Boy.
I like his shout out. He says, hola, gentlemen, and Wobbin. It's awful nice of you. We got to check in with Wobbin, find out how she's doing.
Yeah.
I've tweeted at her a couple times, but check back in there. Guys, I'm back at it again, out for a little blood on Ted Smith for Ted versus the FCC. Best of luck, Ted, and have a great one. What happened?
We should really do that. Like, I text her. You could text her. Robin's always cool to say hey.
You know me, I'm always in Tacoma. That's kind of a problem. All right, so this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. The town of Figbuck is full of fellas. The town of Buckfig has all the ladies. All the Figbuck fellas love the fine Buckfig ladies. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through. Then three times fast.
All right. The town of Figbuck is full of fellas. The town of Buckfig has all the ladies. All the Figbuck fellas love the fine Buckfig ladies.
Three times fast.
The town of Figbuck is full of fellas. The town of Buckfig. Fig has all the ladies. All the Fig Buck fellas love to find Buck Fig ladies.
One.
The town of Fig Buck is full of fellas. The town of Buck Fig has all the ladies. And the Fig Buck fellas love all the Buck Fig ladies.
Two.
The town of Fig Buck is full of fellas. The town of Buck Fig has all the ladies. And all the Fig Buck fellas love to find Buck Fig ladies.
Oh, easy.
Out of your challenge.
I thought that might be hard.
It was.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's right. Big win to Chad Burks at the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come on, Men's. We'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Yes. If I can find them. There we are. All right. Amazon is recalling more than 13,000 children's robes because of a minor flammability issue.
Minor flammability.
See what I did there? A minor.
Oh, I see what you did, Mike.
It's setting kids on fire, Steve.
Yeah. Always a good time to joke. Man, we were growing up, they were like, there was never a recall. It was just, hey, this really popular thing, underoos specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, your kid. There's a 50% chance that it's going to burn up.
Underoos, was that like the extra fleecy pajamas?
No, underoos were, so they introduced underwear, I want to say late 70s, where the underwear mimicked a superhero. So instead of wearing tidy whities, now you had red ones with the yellow band.
Yeah.
And the shirt that went with it had the big S.
Okay.
Right, so Spider-Man, Batman, all that stuff was there. And at that time, if you did flash photography, a spark literally shot off the flash. It was a separate attachment that you had to put on your camera. So the reason they issued it, so one the first year underoos came out, that particular Christmas, huge rush on them for all the obvious reasons. Parents taking pictures, the sparks landed on the underoos, kids went up in flames. But instead of doing a recall, they're like, oh, hey, man, just quick heads up. Stand at least 15 feet away from your kid when you take a picture.
Jeez.
Yeah,
good times.
Good old days.
I had fire truck underwear.
Attaboy.
When he was 17.
Yeah. Hey, why wouldn't
you? Right now.
Right. You know what? It's cool if you did it now, right? There's an age where you can't do it. And then there's an age where you can get right back to it.
Let me show you what the hose hooks to the fire hydrant.
Yeah, like as a kid, I remember being very specific about wanting to, but it's not like people saw your underwear. It's like, I gotta wear the fire truck.
Hey, man, if you feel good down below, you feel better outside.
That's right, sure, man. Confidence comes from within.
Mm-hmm. So my son insists on wearing leather chaps. So, hey, you do you, bro.
You rock it, buddy.
With a thong. There you go.
Brazil is suffering from a particularly brutal summer. It is so hot that they're giving some
How hot is it?
122 degrees, actually.
Damn.
They're giving some of their You think it did?
Yeah, bro.
They're giving some of their carnivorous animals blood-flavored popsicles. A zoo there is.
Jesus.
Damn.
That's how freaking hot it is there.
Blood flavor. How do you get the blood flavor without using blood?
My guess is you basically, just freeze blood.
Yeah, I don't think it's flavored.
Yeah, I don't think it's blood flavored. Yeah, it is a frozen blood sickle.
The story said flavored. I went, that's just frozen blood, dude.
I wonder who came up with that.
We've had some years in my country.
Give him that English pudding.
Yeah. No kidding, man.
Oh, man, that's not a bad... Yeah. I wish if that worked, I'd be full of blood. Yeah. I don't mind blood sausage.
Okay. I'd be full of blood. I hope you are.
I mean, I am
degree.
Full of blood, right? You're right. You're right.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's a health thing.
I've never had it. It would freak me out when I first ate it, but I know that other people do, so I'd give it a shot. It would just be weird the first time.
All right.
You know, I fully understand myself and that I would find that weird, but I would still want to. I still want to know what it tastes like. It's a delicacy for a reason.
As long as it's hot. Generally, the only sausages or any encased meat I don't like. Like, we had some in Germany that showed up in, like, a broth, and they were just kind of room temperature. I was like, that's weird.
It was a little weird.
I will say I'm now confident because the vegan among us actually said that it's delicious.
Blood sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he used to live...
dangerously.
Like a man.
That's right. A new poll found 50% of people would rather see their team lose the Super Bowl than run out of snacks.
Damn.
No, I don't want to see my team lose the Super Bowl.
Nice.
I'll eat after.
That whole thing is preposterous.
It is.
When's the last time you were at a Super Bowl party? Like, yeah, we're out of snacks.
Right. You know, I...
Right. We've all seen our favorite team lose the Super Bowl, but it's more like, I haven't.
I was really stoked at Super Bowl 49 that I didn't run out of snacks at my party.
Thank God. Our team got obliterated, but we had plenty of Vienna sausages.
I was so ready to party. I went to Thrill Sal's pregame. I watched it with our buddy Jeets. And then I went home during the fourth quarter. I said, we're going to win this game. I'm not missing the party this year. Mm-hmm. And I was all alone in my place in Belltown. When that game ended, I didn't think, I'm just here alone with no snacks.
Right.
I just thought how much it sucked.
It did. I forgot that. Ravens got a perfect record, don't they?
I mean, they've only been to two.
If they make it to the show, they would. Hey, you know what? You guys are batting 1,000.
It'd be cool if they'd batted more recently, but
I'd like a few more at-bats there.
They've been sent down to the minors.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, when you said that did kind of cut.
It does.
Because you can only say it
for so long.
Oh, yeah, if your time's coming, Bubba.
Inevitably, if you're lucky enough to go back, inevitably you're going
to
lose.
They went to the playoffs with a Pro Bowl quarterback.
That's right.
Miles,
just like the Seahawks.
Way to go, 1-2 in Super Bowls. Right, you don't try to make it nice. We can be miserable, too.
Hey, we went to the playoffs with a Pro Bowl quarterback.
You did.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's trying to make us feel better.
Yeah.
And I want to say your Pro Bowl quarterback, Vern, won most of the initial skills competition.
I believe he won the skills competition. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because of Coach Pete.
That's right. What, 2 years in a row at least that the Seahawks have won the skills competition?
Yeah, right, because Russell won it.
We had lost a step, Ted.
Quarterback coach for the Seahawks knows what the hell he's doing. That's why he's in Baltimore interviewing with the Ravens.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Let's get sexy. Jean short thongs are now something that exists.
I thought you said let's get sexy.
Yeah, no.
Technically jean short thongs.
Bro, don't do it. No.
Are new, but I've seen some jean shorts. I mean, they were already basically a thong.
Right, but they're on the right people.
Right. Yeah. And I would imagine you don't need real jeans. Wear some jeggings.
Yeah. Get it done. There's a forum online where people are talking about the things that people might think are a sign of intelligence. But they're actually not. And this actually comes to us from BuzzFeed and takes us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
Oops!
The top 10 signs of intelligence that don't actually mean you're smart. I quote the great Carl Sagan. The brain is like a muscle. When it's in use... we feel very good. I know another muscle that feels good when in use, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm talking about my quads.
Ah, yes, of course.
Feel the burn. Like when you pee.
It's getting deep over here.
So these are the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean that you're smart. At number 10, they say using big words. Some people use big words to sound intelligent, but in reality, they aren't saying anything at all.
It depends. Some people always use big words, and I go, that is how they speak. Right?
Sure.
There's other people where, like, you just learned this on Wheel of Fortune last night, didn't you?
Right.
You can just tell.
I love the ones that know one big word, and then they will use it about four times in the same sentence.
Right. Oh, yeah. They will use it every single time.
They love... you just found that word, didn't you? Also, broaden your vocabulary to know what these big words are, and then just listen to how people are using them. You will find that they'll sometimes use the same description, just two different big words to mean the same description.
Yep.
Like, okay. You'll find that they aren't saying a doggone
thing. They're just getting redundant.
Right. At number 9, starting a thought or article with, according to science. There's so much crap out there that isn't, quote, according to science at all, but people use the phrase to seem more factual than they really are. If you're reading an article that says, according to science, Ted actually mentioned this yesterday, look towards the bottom, they tend to have their sources if they're credible.
Right.
Find the science.
Yeah, find the science.
I guess
I feel like the only people I know that say that actually know science, though.
Really?
Man.
Yeah. I feel like the people that say that, it's unlikely that I will believe you. Which maybe that's just on me.
Sure.
It's one thing to say science. It's another thing when you talk about this specific scientific discipline. Because there's a difference between medical science and astrophysics.
Right.
Right? So if somebody says, well, man, according to the latest astrophysical, you go, okay. They're probably onto something.
Right.
Versus science. Like, science is a lot of freaking things, man.
It is.
It is a lot of different
things. It is. My favorite's the science that they don't want you to know.
But like, whose science, right? Because I can say, hey, according to science, you should do blank if you have a cold. Well, what's your science? Okay, well, they're a botanist.
Right.
Now, he's a scientist. Yeah. This right. is his home remedy, but it's like, come on, man. It means nothing.
Right. Mathematics.
Right.
Well done. Number eight of the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean you're smart doesn't mean to say that you're not actually smart. It just this doesn't mean it. The simple fact that somebody has a YouTube channel, all of a sudden they are seen as an authority on a subject.
Really?
Yeah. Especially based on how professional the video will look. If the video looks clean and, you know, clean pressed, and they talk with authority, that's a big one. If you talk with authority, especially on that YouTube channel, people will just kind of accept what you say.
I mean, right. If it's DIY-ish stuff, and I can see that you have successfully done something, I'd be more apt to believe it.
Sure.
Right.
But there's a lot out there where people will basically just have a webcam in whatever room that they're in their house, and then, let's talk about...
And it can be you, and they'll get a ton of followers. You look very professional.
Absolutely.
The other one I hate, too, is a lot of those people, too, it's just like, have you ever thought about it? Is it a coincidence? Like, they don't say anything. They have no facts.
Right.
They're just going, well, this could happen, and that's why this is happening.
Like, right.
Christ almighty.
Keep in mind, asking the question is the first part, the initial part of the scientific method.
Right, that's it.
The rest is on you to answer the question.
Yeah.
Don't just think about it. Don't hypothesize. Study. Figure it out.
There you go.
Number seven, criticism. It says it's easy to dole out, so people use it to look smart. As you just said, have you thought about it? Well, have you considered this? Okay, well, let's consider that. Let's broaden this topic. You're right. I didn't consider this. You're right. I didn't think about it. Let's
now
take,
that I have, I can tell why I did not think about
it. Let's
that.
Take this thought to its fruition. That's what I like to say. Take the thought to the fruition.
Right. I was just saying, that was not well thought out.
Right. That's the other. God, that was dummy.
These are the signs of intelligence that actually don't mean you're smart. Quote, I'm a PhD student, and one thing that really irks me is using academic jargon and long-winded terminology. Just because you know a couple fancy words doesn't mean you're intelligent. It is usually an indication of the opposite. If you can't explain it to a 10-year-old, you're not that clever, is what I've told undergraduate classes before. And I actually like that description.
That's fair.
You know, don't...
If you can explain this to a child for them to understand, I mean, you have a good grip on what it is.
Especially if you're a specialist in something. Dumb it down for the rest of us.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that's why your doctor will walk in and be like, you broke your leg. But if you overhear them talking, well, I'm not a carpal tunnel,
femur will snap.
But then it's telling you, like, yeah, you're in pain. All
right,
cool.
Right. And I've had strong feelings on certain things, and I've used arguments that I didn't even understand. And then I realized that the reason why I had those arguments is because they confused me into complacency.
Right.
You're right. I can't answer what you said.
Number five, fast talking. People often assume I'm intelligent because I speak fast. That's how I got ahead in life.
Right.
Fast talking.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you're smart or stupid one way or another. I just think, boy, they talk fast.
I think that kind of goes to the same of confusing into complacency, is that I don't give you a challenge, a moment to challenge my thinking.
Right.
I just don't end my sentence. I'm going to keep on running until I get to the ending point. I'll even hold up a hand to tell you, like, don't fight me on this, because I'm going to give you, like, nine other points that you'll have to consider before we get to the end. By then, you're exhausted. You don't want to hear it anymore.
And I don't care.
I'm going to stand on this one. Let's go back nine pages.
I'm just saying, you're right. What you just described, I'm just like, that's way too much. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like, you've lost me.
Right. I'm out.
Ted, you just don't understand.
I'm hoping for one on this list.
Let the professionals handle this one, Ted. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what? You just, we'll do the thinking for you. These are the signs of intelligence that don't really mean that you're smart.
Don't hurt your pretty little brain.
Confidence and arrogance. A guy confidently yelled at me, and he knew what confirmation bias and cognitive dissonance are in a disagreement. I asked him to explain them for the group. Since they may not know, he almost dissolved in embarrassment because he didn't actually understand the concept.
Yeah. That happens quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like especially in politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk with authority, people will just believe you.
Well, sure.
Correct.
Until you challenge them on it.
And some people do it as like a... It's also like some people just do it because they do it. But don't be afraid to challenge those people.
You bet.
Like some of them, if they're faking it or whatever, yeah, they'll react bad. But a lot of people too will just stop and go, oh, yeah. Well, I'll explain that to you. You know what I mean?
One thing that I have found is truly smart people love to have their minds and mentalities challenged.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's kind of why they're smart.
They seek knowledge.
Right.
They seek looking at it from every angle. So if you challenge somebody on a thought and they get mad, you may want to put an asterisk next to them.
Oh, you know, I know what that means. Like, all right, so you know one subject.
Right.
Good job.
You condescending.
Number three, money. I have it, you don't, therefore you should listen to me. For the love of God.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
We equate a lot of intelligence with people who have made a lot of money.
That's correct.
I know, the Kardashians, I can't think of anyone smarter.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Well, they clearly know what they're doing. They have all the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the reason. Number two, good memory. It says it can be a sign of intelligence, but not a guarantee. Lots of kids just memorize facts and get good grades, but they can't apply those facts to real life. I was
that
one of those kids.
Absolutely.
I was really, really good at I had a giant memory bank, but I didn't make it all make sense. That's why I say here, and just within the last 5 years, I've woken up. I've actually started engaging my brain into the into the knowledge that I actually have. The
Why
words,
does this matter? Right,
but, right. The words I'm saying are starting to make sense.
It's the difference between literacy and comprehension. So, like, my kids have to read a book, right?
Correct.
And I read the book, and I know they can read. And then you ask them about the paragraph they just read, and I struggle. I'm like, you need to work on your comprehension. Saying words out loud doesn't take anything.
And some people are just book smart on a different set of circumstances.
And that's where I was.
100%.
I was book smart. You asked me a question, I could give you the answer. Now, what that meant.
Right, yeah. There's no context.
I can tell you I'm one block away from you, and you wouldn't be able to find me.
Right. What that means is I'm going to recite the paragraph. That's what it means. Right. I don't know what that means.
Mike, I was guilty of...
Where is Miles? Miles!
Yeah, back to the comprehension. I'd read a paragraph and have to go back because I daydream.
Right.
Read the whole thing over again.
I'm going to say, I have a very good memory, but like reading textbooks and then doing a test, that was different.
Which amazes me, Ted, because you're right. You have an incredible memory of some of the most fascinating things that I have ever heard come out of your mouth. And I sit there like, why do you know this?
Because I care.
I want to walk through the library that is your brain and just know the random crap that's so interesting that you know.
While you're in there, crack a Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good man. But this is the number one thing, the number one sign of intelligence that doesn't actually mean that you're smart. No kidding. Being a contrarian. Disagreeing with everything is as lazy as believing everything.
No, they're just annoying.
Where was spelling?
Spelling.
That's what I was ready. Like, come on, tell me number one is spelling.
Well,
or
there's,
grammar. Like,
there's a whole bunch on this. Yeah,
people always say, "Oh, you have poor grammar." Like,
yeah, all right. There was a comedian.
You're good at spelling.
I don't know if you guys know this comedian, John Caparulo. He had a great joke. He had a great joke. He's, you know, people are stupid, and doesn't matter how many languages they speak. That guy's not an idiot. He speaks like 9 languages. It's like, okay, that means 9 different languages can tell he's a dumbass.
Right. People in multiple countries know that he's an idiot.
Right. He ain't saying smart stuff. He just speaks different. A pest control man in California got the find of his career.
What was that?
I will tell you all about it. At 5:50.
I'm talking about it now.
All right. Well, headlines are coming up at 5:50.